paragraph Yud Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas, now Rav Nosson Zal continues in the words of the Megillah. V'zeh b'chinas sheva v'yesrim u'meya medina. It says that that Achashverosh ruled from Hoidu to Kush. He ruled over 127 countries. Ki Rabbi Seinu Zal Dorshu, our rabbis expound on this, and they tell us, Shehem keneged meya shana v'esrim shana v'sheva shonim shechoysa sara. That the 127 countries that he ruled, that describes the malchus of the Sitra Achra. That this king actually ruled over 127. He had a certain level of kingdom, which corresponds to the 127 years that Sara Imenu lived. The word Sara means, Sar means ruler, rulership. She represented the malchus of Kedusha. From her came forth Avram Avinu, who was the first, she married Avram Avinu, which is those two together were the ones who built the Malchus of Kedusha. They glorified, they broadcasted the kingdom of Hashem to the world. They were the first ones to really broadcast Hashem. Hainu ki Sara hi bechinas Malchus Kedusha. Sara symbolizes the kingdom of holiness. Bechinas she Sara al kol olam kuloi. She ruled over the entire world with her holiness, with her purity. She ikra anova. And that kingdom is based especially on humility. B'chinas, as we mentioned earlier, b'mkoim gedulosoi, that wherever we see the greatness of Hashem, there we see Hashem's humility. V'zehu, and that lesson is learned from the description of Sara Imenu. It says over there, me'o shona v'esr shona v'sheva shonim. She lived 100 years, 20 years and 7 years. Ze b'chinas gedoilim uktanim ubeinanim. This represents three levels: the hundreds, the tens, and the singles. The big ones, the middle ones, and the small ones. Ukama shedorshu bezoyer hakodesh pasuk ze le'inyan geus. As we find, the Zoyer HaKodesh uses this pasuk to teach us about arrogance. And the Zohar Kodesh says this famous statement, Man dehu rav, hu ze'er, u man dehu ze'er, hu rav. One who is great, one who considers himself great, he's 100, he's 20, he's small, he's shona, singular. The one who considers himself small, the 7, the smallest number, is shonim. That's the one who's really great. As the Zohar HaKadosh points out in Parsha Shlach Lecha, where it expounds on that pasuk, ki ben meya shono ze b'chinas gedolim, because the 100 years represents the great people, v'sheva shonim ze b'chinas ktanim, whereas the 7 represents the little guy, v'esrim shono ze b'chinas beinanim, and the 20 is the middle one. The Soro Shezoch Solanov Amitis, this Soro Imenu who was zeichet to true humility, Sheze Ikra Hachius, that's what's called true living, true life. Bechinas Chaye Soro. The Torah speaks about the life of Soro. And we find Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter on Likutei Moran, I believe it's chapter 72, if I'm not mistaken, in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Olam Haba, life in the world to come. And he says that life in the world to come will only be for the little people. There's a pasuk, Ki Beko Hashem Tzurei Lamim. Hashem created worlds with Yud and He, the letters Yud and He. This world that we're in today, Hashem created with the letter He, and the Gemara explains why. Olam Haba, the world, the future world, where life is eternal, where it's true living, was created with the letter Yud, which is the smallest letter, to show that in order to get into there, you have to be small. It's the little guys. And Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, expounds and says that it's only the humility of a person that's going to be put into Olam Haba. That's what's going to go into Olam Haba. He expounds on that a lot. Because that's the true life of a person. The true chiyus of a person is the Anova. So that's why Sara Imenu, from whom the Zohar HaKadosh learns out humility, by her it says Chaye Sara. She's called alive, living. So it says, she was, it says, the Gemara points out, Hoysa basmeo kibas esrim, ubas esrim kibas sheva. When she was 100, she was like 20. And when she was 20, she was like 7. Shehoysa maktenes atzmo b'chol habchinois. This shows that she was always less. She always considers herself less. When she was 100, she held herself like 20. Shafiluk shehoysa basmeo, hoysa ktana be'eineho kibas esrim. Ukibas Sheva. Even when she was 100 years old, she considered herself, there are many people, one of the sources of arrogance is age. There are some people who, the older they get, they assume that they deserve more respect, even though unfortunately some of them don't earn it. They behave in a way that brings upon them tremendous disrespect and disdain. But yet these people will say, what do you mean? I'm older than you. I'm older than you. You should stand up for me. You should, you can, et cetera, et cetera. They demand respect, even though they're not necessarily worthy of it. Now, as we know, the Torah respects age, but on a certain level. The Torah says if you have a young Talmud Chacham and an old Amhoretz, the Talmud Chacham goes before the Chachma goes before the age. So we see that age alone is not always enough. Again, age is respected, especially old age. The Gemara says even a non-Jew, if we see a non-Jew, an older person, we're supposed to give him, treat him with respect because of his life's experience, etc. But again, within certain boundaries. When the person demands respect, and they demand respect more so than they're really worthy or deserving of, then it's a problem. But here was shown by Sora Imenu that the Gemara points out that when the Torah writes it in this way, she was 100 year, 20 year, 7 year, it's showing that even when she was 100, she held herself small like a person who's 20 years old, like a person who's just starting out in life. She didn't assume, I know better than everybody else, I'm older than you, I know more than you. V'lo yoid, not only that, ele shoyso ktano beineho oid yoyser, but she considered herself even lower than that, even lower than the 7. Shezehu bechinas, that's why the pasuk adds on, after it mentions that she was 100 years, 20 years, 70, it says, shnei chaye sora. These were the years of the life of Sora. Kulam shavim l'toiva. And the Gemara says, why does the pasuk go ahead and repeat that? You just told us her years. Why is it saying again that these are the years of the life of Sora? To tell us that they were all equal in goodness. Meaning, she'ikar hachayim toivim heim anova. Because we know that the real good life is only based on humility. As Rabbeinu Zal writes, this is what I mentioned a few minutes ago. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in the chapter on Likutei Moran, Be'er Chafarua Sorim, Simen Ayin Beis, on Likutei Moran Tanina, chapter 72 in the second half of Likutei Moran, there Rabbeinu Zal expounds a lot on life, true living, living life to its fullest, that's only humility. Because the only thing that's going to continue, that's not going to die, the arrogance of a person, it's all going to die. As he takes to the grave, that goes. That person passes away. They leave behind all the wealth and glory and all the what they take with them is the humility. Hainu, she'arba po'omim shonim shenemar besora, meaning that the four times that it mentions that word shana in the pasuk by Sora Imenu, merames al arba bechina shiflus hanemar batoyer na'al. Hints to, alludes to the four levels of humility that we spoke about, that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in our chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 14 in Likutei Moran, that this halach is based on. Sheyeh koton beinov migdoilim, uktanim, ubeinanim, umadregas atzmoi. That a person has to strive for humility, to be small towards people who are greater than me, towards my peers, towards people that are lower than me, and even lower than myself. If I know that I'm the lowest, And being the lowest, I have 50 cents in my pocket. I have to treat myself like a person who has 20 cents in my pocket, less even. That's the true life of a person. That's the days and years and life of a person. There's an incredible, incredible story mentioned, I believe it's in Rabbeinu Yoina, in Pirkei Avos. There's a place in Pirkei Avos, several places, where it speaks about humility, and one of the commentaries is Rabbeinu Yoina, who was one of the early Rishonim, who lived about 1,000 years ago. And this Rabbeinu Yoina speaks about a tzaddik. I believe he mentions that he once met a certain tzaddik, where this tzaddik told him that the greatest day of his life was a day when he once found himself on a ship with non-Jews, and they realized that he was a Jew, and they started insulting him. One of them, they started insulting him, making fun of him and everything. And at one point, he was sitting in a corner, and one of them started cursing him, and he saw that it wasn't affecting him at all. So he got more brazen. He started spitting on him, spitting on this tzaddik. And then he saw that that didn't affect him. The person went ahead, Rachmana Litzlan, and urinated on this tzaddik. And the tzaddik said, and I didn't feel one iota of pain, nothing. And I didn't feel anything. I wasn't moved a millimeter by this. You know, he was able to ignore it totally, to be able to put himself in a different place, to put himself in Olam Haba. He wasn't part of the physical world. He was in a different place completely. And the tzaddik said that this was his highest day of his life, when he saw that Hashem brought him to such a level. Now, as we know by us, a person bumps into, and again, a person said, that guy's a crazy, that guy belongs in a zoo. No, let's take a look at our lives now for a moment. We're walking in the street, or we're standing in shul, and somebody walks by us and gives us a little push. And right away, we start buzzing, we're nervous. Turn around to see who it is, and the next time he walks by like that, I'll give him a push. I'll show him what, you know, and right away it makes us nervous, angry, uncomfortable. I'm giving a tiny example. Most of us, the anger and pain and suffering and contention and nerves that we experience throughout the day is all related to this. Somebody pushed the wrong button. Somebody said something to me, or they didn't say something. A person walked by and didn't say hello, and didn't say, and that gets my goat. Why? Because I'm a somebody. And a somebody, for a somebody, it's perfectly normal to be upset. Somebody pushes you, kicks you, insults you, or doesn't say hello to you, or all the different things that people get offended, upset, angry, nervous about. Whereas the more that a person can achieve this level, that Hashem is everything, and I am nothing, nobody, that person can't suffer. You can't hurt that person. Nothing can hurt. That person's invincible. Can't get him angry, because the person's just full of praise of Hashem. Hashem is the greatest. Hashem is the greatest, and I'm nothing. And now what? Now what are you going to do to me? And this is what the pasuk says there: Shnei Chayei Sora, the years of the life of Sora, Kulam Shavim LaToiva, all of her years from beginning to end were all equal in goodness. Ki Zochso LaChayim Amitim VeToivim, because she was zochet to true life and the real good life. Shehu Alidei Shehechziko Atzmo LaMatam Imadrigoso Ganal, she achieved this as a result of her being able to consider herself lower than her level, considering herself beneath what she was. Whereas Vachashveirosh, Shubchinas Malchus Orishua, Bchinas Geus, Achashveirosh, who represents the kingdom of evil, arrogance, Hu Hahepech Mizeh, he's the opposite. Shemoylech Meatzmoy, he rules from himself. There's no Hashem. He thinks he alone is a deity. As Kamashidosh Rabbi says, Al Shev of Yesmei Medina, as the rabbis expound on the words that he ruled over 127 countries, Sheyesh Loi Geus Vehisnasus Bechol Habachinois. This shows that he was arrogant on all levels, Bechinas gedolim, beinanim ektanim. He was arrogant towards great people, towards medium people, and even towards the lowest guy. Shehim bechinas meya ve'esrim ve'sheva kanal. This showed that he was poigim on all levels. He had gaiva towards all the different levels of people. And now the Megillah continues. V'zehu bishnas sholosh lamolchoi. And then it says that on the third year of his rulership, keneged sholosh bechinoi shem izgoyim bohem. Rav Nosson Zal points out, this refers to the three areas where people fall into arrogance, which are Shehem Chachma, Gevura, Va'ashirus. There are three things that lead a person to feel arrogant and great. One is smartness, Chachma, knowledge. The other area is power, Gevura, any kind of power. And the third area is wealth, Ashirus. There's a pasuk, a famous pasuk in the Navi, where it says, Al Yishalel Chacham B'Chachmasoi, Gibor B'Gevurasoi, Va'oshir B'Oshroi. Hashem says, you people who are smart or powerful or wealthy, don't pride yourself with your chachma, with your gvura, with your ashirus. The only thing you can take pride in is your connection to Hashem, your closeness to Hashem. V'zehu, and this is why it goes on to say, beharoisoi es oisher kevoid malchusoi v'esikor teferes gedulosoi yomim rabim. When Achashverosh was showing off the wealth, the honor of his kingdom, and the great, tremendous beauty of his greatness, Yomim Rabim, for many days. Ki Iker Hageyus Vahisnasus Hu Bashirus Kanal. Rav Nosson says, because the most vulnerable area where people fall into this wrong kind of behavior of arrogance is wealth. Shemalchus Harishua Bechinas Geyus Maris L'cholotam B'imei Chayi Hevloi Es Oysher Kavoyed Malchusoi. The kingdom of evil, which we said is this arrogance, it shows people in this physical world, it shows them wealth and glory. Kama Oysher V'kovod Yeshloi, how rich he is and how respected he is. Yeshloi Klei Kesev Klei Zov Darshidim Kevim Kevim Shoinim. He has all of this gold and silver, beautiful ornaments, beautiful furnishings. And then it goes on to say, as it says there, chur, karpas, usecheles, ochus b'chav levutz, vargomon, all the different types of garments, mitois, zohov, okesef, beds made out of gold and silver, al ritzpas, bahad vashesh, on a floor that was also very expensive. Shekol zeh ubchinas kol mini ashirus vekelim nifloim vavonim toivos lashidim zov kezvonim yigodim yikorim. This is all the different examples of wealth, of what people buy with money, expensive things. Sheroye ha'odom bimei chayi hevloi, which a person sees during their life in this physical, materialistic world. Shekol zeh nimshach ma'ashasit rachra b'chinas malchus ha'risho maraloi b'chol pam. And this is all coming from what the sitrachra is showing to a person. A person walks in the streets and they walk by a store and they see a beautiful piece of furniture, a beautiful chandelier, a beautiful, all kinds of different, a very expensive car. And when they see all of the things, the sitrachra is broadcasting all of these things all around the person, showing a person these things, that this is what life in this is living. Want to know true living? This is true living. Behar oishay es oisher. It's showing off wealth. The whole advertising interest. You want the best drink, the most expensive, the best type of wine, the best type of this. You want a vacation in the best spa, the best hotel, where nobody's ever been yet before, to be able to say that I was even there, I went there. So that the person should be attracted to it and drawn to it. And thereby forfeit chas v'shalom his olam haba as a result of getting sucked in, drawn into these attractions that the Yetzer Hara makes so attractive. V'chein kol ha-megillah mesaperes mizeh. And so too throughout the rest of the Megillah, it tells about this. Shaze ikar toikav haneshel Purim. This was the real greatness of the miracle of Purim. Shenase b'chol dor v'dor b'chol shana v'shana, which reoccurs in every single generation, each and every year. Ki kishemizgabrim habaligai v'bashirusam desitrachram. Because when the big shots, the arrogant people, start showing off their wealth at a sitra achra, v'roitzim l'chalos es Yisroel batzas homon arosh machshmoi. And what do they want to do? They want to wipe out the Jewish people, rachmona litzlon, as homon harosha wanted to. Hashem yisborach makdim refuah lamaka. Hashem prepares the medicine, the cure, before the sickness. V'noikim bohem al yodom bi'atzmon. And Hashem takes revenge against them through themselves. Ki mineu be'abo lezel be'narga. Because it says, where do we get the axe from to chop down the tree? From the tree. From the tree we get the handle that we need to chop down the tree. K'mashakosu v'chutzu goy begoy. As the pasuk says, Hashem says, I'll chop down one nation with another nation. I'll use the nations against each other. U'kamei shekosu, as the pasuk says, v'sichsachti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. I brought about enmity. I brought about sichsuchim, fights. I got the Egyptians to fight against the Egyptians. K'mei shereinu b'toikef hanes shel Purim. As we see at the great miracle of Purim, shaydei ribui hageyus. That in the midst of this incredible party, where Achashverosh was showing off who he was, and Vashti was showing off who she was, and Haman, all of them were showing off their greatness, Hizgoru Zebozer, Hashem turned one against the other, at Shenergo Vashti, to the point where Vashti got killed, She'osesot Tzorois Rabois LeYisrael, who caused tremendous suffering to the Jewish people. She forced the Jewish women to work on Shabbos naked, unclothed. So she got hers. V'neher godaika batzas Haman. And who came up with the great idea to knock her off? Haman. Haman gave the advice to murder her, to kill her. Alidei oitzim ga'avosoi, through his tremendous gaiva. He was the lowest guy in the totem pole, and he spoke up first. When Achashverosh met with his cabinet, and he said, what do you guys think of this? He spoke up first before the king, before everybody else. And the Gemara says, usually it's the lowest guy that speaks up first. He's the first one who has what to say. When they ask, who has an opinion, he's the first one to jump. He doesn't need to hear what anybody else has to say. He knows what he has to say is it. And this is what eventually led to Haman's great downfall. His arrogance, all of this arrogance. Because this is how Hashem operates. As the pasuk says, to Moises, Rosha, Ro'o. What kills the Rasha? His own evil, Ra. Shagasus biatzmo okroisam. The arrogance itself knocked, uprooted them. The Esther hatzadekes kiblo hagedula v'amalucha. And the tzadekes Esther received all the greatness in the kingdom. Why? Ki Esther bechinas anova. Because Esther represents humility. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, im yisoser ish b'mistorim. Hashem says, if a person will hide himself in a hiding place, Shepirsha Admor Zal, Rabbeinu Zal points out in chapter 219, Le'inyan Anova, that pasuk is referring to humility. A person who feels he's so small, he just wants to hide in a corner. He doesn't want anybody to see him because he knows he's so small. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Reish Yutes, where Rabbeinu Zal shows that pasuk is referring to Anova. So we see that Esther, Hastora, a person who hides from shame and embarrassment. That's Esther Amalka. V'zeh b'chinas Mordechai, and Mordechai at Tzadik was also all about humility. B'chinas Mor Deroyer. The Gemara says, where do we see Mordechai mentioned in the Torah? By one of the spices that was used in the Shemar HaMishcha, it says Mor Deroyer. Mor loshen merirus. The term mor means bitterness. Deroer loshen cheirus. Deroer means freedom. Umalchus, freedom, kingdom. Bechinas tzadikim. This refers to the great tzadikim, where tchilason yisurim, their beginning is with suffering. V'soifon shalva. But their end is peace and happiness. Shebetchila soivel marirus. The great tzaddikim, usually in the beginning, they experience suffering, bitterness. Umaktin atzmoi betachlis ha-shiflus bemes. And the tzaddik humbles himself, he lowers himself, epitome of shiflus. Vaydeze zoich acharkach lecherus sugedula. And through his humility, he zoich afterwards to greatness and kingdom. As the pasuk says towards the end of the Megillah, Mordechai yotzo lefnei ha-melech. Mordechai came forth before the king in tremendous greatness and glory. Ki toiv achris davar mireishisoi, because the end is much, much better than the beginning. Ukamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, al tishader lefnei melech ki toiv, emor lecha alei heina. The pasuk there is referring about this again, about a person taking pride, showing off in the early stages, and the Torah warns, don't do that. That doesn't, just because you're great now, doesn't that, that's not really what counts. What counts is the greatness of the future, the one who's going to make it to the finish line. That's what really counts.